This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nationwide school enrollment campaign faces uncertainty amid escalating teachers' protest in Kathmandu demanding the School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assigns the responsibility of TU Vice Chancellor to Rector Khadga Kesi for 3 months. National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission recommends internal borrowing limits for all 3 tiers of government for next fiscal year. And Palestinian official says Hamas rejected Israeli ceasefire disarmament proposal. Now, the news in detail. Escalating teachers' protests in Kathmandu have cast a shadow over the government's nationwide school enrollment campaign. Refusing to partake in the enrollment process, teachers are demanding immediate enactment of the long-pending School Education Act. Despite government appeals, talks remain stalled, deepening uncertainty about the start of the academic year. Situ Manandar brings a report with inputs from Yasoda Adhikari.
The government has commenced student enrollment for the 2025 academic session, but ongoing teacher protests in the federal capital Kathmandu have caused uncertainty over both the enrollment process and the start of the new academic year. While students across the country are eagerly preparing to join new classes and receive their textbooks, teachers have gathered in Kathmandu to stage a protest. The protesting teachers have declared that they will not participate in the enrollment process organized by the government. Despite repeated calls for dialogue, the protesting teachers have refused to attend meetings called by the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. They are demanding that the government immediately enact the School Education Act, either by convening a regular or special session of Parliament, or if necessary, through an ordinance. Chairperson of the Nepal Teachers Federation, Lakshmi Kishore Subedi, stated that dialogue will only take place if Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for talks with a firm commitment to address the teachers' demands.
The solution to the ongoing protests lies with the Prime Minister, the Speaker and the parliamentary parties of the political parties, not with the Ministry.
The government issued a circular to begin the enrollment process from today. However, since 2nd of April, teachers have been staging protests in Kathmandu, demanding the immediate enactment of the School Education Act. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Shiva Kumar Sapkota, urged teachers not to halt the enrollment process, stating that the government is working to fulfill the teachers' reasonable demands.
The government will carry out its job. However, the teachers should fulfill their responsibilities and the new academic enrollment process should not be disrupted.
Every child has the right to education. President of the Nepal Guardians Federation, Suprabhat Bhandari, emphasized that the learning of millions of students who are eager to return to their classrooms should not be disrupted.
It's time to distribute new textbooks and begin the new school season, but these activities are being affected by the ongoing teacher protests.
While the Constitution grants authority over school education to local governments, many protesting teachers have expressed reluctance to work under local jurisdictions. They are also demanding automatic permanency for temporary and contract-based teachers, along with a promotion system based on a graded structure similar to that of civil servants. While the teachers' demand may be legitimate, addressing them in ways that contradict constitutional provisions remains a challenge. Finding a middle ground is essential at this time.
Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to promptly address the demands of agitating teachers through dialogue. The Human Rights Watchdog body has urged the government to resolve the issues in sensitive sectors like education through dialogue and enable the environment to resume classes. In a press release issued yesterday, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokharel informed that the commission has also been carrying out an on-site monitoring of the agitation program. In the meantime, the government has started its homework to fulfill the demands put forward by the Nepal Teachers Federation. The government is preparing to hold high-level discussions after the Education Ministry's call for a dialogue which was ineffective in forming a negotiating team. For this, discussions were held yesterday among the ministers from the government's relevant ministries on issues including resource management. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudil, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Education Minister Vidya Bhattarai held discussions regarding the demands of the teachers. Meanwhile, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire yesterday held discussions with Education Minister Vidya Bhattarai and lawmaker Habilal Biswakarma on the government's effort to address the teachers' demand and progress made by the parliamentary committee and directed the government and the committee to work responsibly. Prime Minister and Chancellor of the Tribhuvan University, K.P. Sharma Oli, has assigned Rector Professor Dr. Khadga Kesi with the responsibility of Vice-Chancellor for 3 months. The post had remained vacant after Vice-Chancellor Kesab Jang Baral resigned from the post. Rector Kesi has been assigned the responsibility of VC following the decision of Chancellor Oli until the appointment of the next VC. The resignation tendered by the Vice-Chancellor Baral was approved on the 10th of April. The National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission has recommended a limit of internal borrowing that the 3 tiers of the government can mobilize in the next fiscal year. As per the recommendation, the federal government will be able to raise internal debt of 5% of the country's gross domestic product, while the province and local levels will be able to raise loans not more than 12% of the total revenue from their internal resources and financial transfers. It has been suggested that the government should invest only in the capital-generating sector by raising internal debt. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has stressed the need to continue its effort to reduce the maternal and child mortality rates to zero. During the inauguration of the maternal and newborn health simulation lab operated by the Parapokar Maternity and Women's Hospital in Thapathali yesterday, the health minister highlighted Nepal's significant achievement in reducing the maternal and child mortality rates in recent years. The health minister pledged to allocate the budget for the health sector with due priority to obstetrics and gynecology. Minister for Forest and Environment Oin Bahadur Sahit Thakuri has pointed out the need to promote ecotourism at conservation areas across the nation and connect it with people's livelihood. At the 30th Wildlife Week program organized by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation yesterday, Minister Sahi stressed that the conservation areas should increase their income by collecting revenue themselves. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products. A meeting of the NOC Board of Directors decided to decrease the selling price of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 3 rupees per litre, which came into effect from midnight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas is said to have rejected an Israeli proposal for a 6-week ceasefire in Gaza, which called for the armed group to give up its weapons. A senior Palestinian official familiar with the talks said the plan gave no commitment to end the war or for an Israeli troop pullout. Key Hamas demands in exchange for releasing half of the living hostages which it holds. A UN agency, meanwhile, warned that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is now likely the worst it has been in the 18 months since the outbreak of hostilities. It is 6 weeks since Israel allowed any supplies to enter through crossings into Palestinian territory, by far the longest such stoppage to date. Israel's prime minister said the block on supplies was aimed at pressuring Hamas to release the hostages and to extend the ceasefire, which expired on 1 March. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country, with chances of light rain and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 24 to 26 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nationwide school enrollment campaign faces uncertainty amid escalating teachers' protest in Kathmandu demanding the School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assigns the responsibility of TU Vice Chancellor to Rector Kharga Kesi for 3 months. National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission recommends internal borrowing limits for all 3 tiers of government for next fiscal year. And Palestinian official says Hamas rejected Israeli ceasefire disarmament proposal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.